are these pages so sticky? I swear, if this keeps happening, I'll have to ask the administration to put in the guidelines that void cocks should not come inside scripts. I mean, I know some students are careless nymphos that enjoy getting bukkakied, but this is just... oh, ridiculous. Hi there. Hi. I swear, that page was already ripped before I touched it. Wait, you're a human? Oh, you're the first human I've ever seen. I mean, by the gods, I have a trillion things that I wish to ask you. I'm sorry. I should be more courteous. I'm Lupin, the wiki of GWA. I have a visitor's pamphlet here, somewhere for you. Here it is. I can give you the too long didn't read version if you'd like, though. Okay, yeah. Well, the question everyone asks is, what is GWA? Well, GWA stands for Gone Wild Academy. It was created by a rich yet eccentric human. His name is difficult for us to pronounce, so we just refer to him as the founder. He invested all of his fortune into researching what his students describe as monster girls. This library houses all of his findings. And then we have the basement. Oh, it's the best thing ever. It's where the founder stored all of his virtual data. He named the system Soundgasm. It contains thousands of audio recordings. Every student at GWA records something, typically a reading of a script. Then it's added to the system. It's truly a magnificent feat. Oh, sorry. It's a bit of a passion topic for me. Where's your guide for your visitation? You're attending classes here? Wow, I didn't think a human would ever join the academy. Then I must be the first ghost girl you've met, right? Well, I'm a special type of ghost. You see, I can phase through bookshelves, which is helpful when putting a cart full of books back in their place. but I can also turn solid, so I can touch your arm. It's said that ghosts are keepers of knowledge, bringing information into the afterlife and sharing it for generations to come. So, yeah, it's pretty neat, I guess. Listen, this may sound weird, but may I ask you a favor? Since the library is currently empty, could we maybe go to my favorite corner? It won't take long, I promise. Thanks. It's right here. You see, this is where I like to hide, since it's dark and everything. I stopped asking the administration to fix the light since no one else comes here. I even let dust collect to discourage students from taking over my corner. It's just my special place. Anyway, despite what some people might think, spending all day alone in a grimy library isn't so fun. So I was wondering if maybe, I could give you a kiss? I totally get it if you find that strange. I don't know how humans greet each other, but I just assume that... Wow, you just went for it. Can we do that again, but slower this time? I was caught by surprise, so I was unable to study how humans kiss. You see, there's a surprising lack of information about your species. The founder, being a human, he might not have needed to write his own traits, but... maybe I could document them myself. Sit still. This might feel a little off. It's okay. I promise you'll be safe. I'm only gonna possess your body for a bit. See? It's okay. I know I should have asked first, but it's not every day a ghost gets to possess a human, right? Oh, you're so warm. Oh, my arm. It's your arm. My hand, it's your hand. I'm feeling things. feeling tingly. And there's something between my your legs. You know, it's not nothing. I feel something growing. I have to investigate it. Oh, a human cock. Oh, it looks nothing like a void cock. A void cock is what monster girls use to, make books sticky. I suppose your cock has the same feature? Oh, incredible. I want to touch it. Oh, it's so hot. As a ghost girl, I'm used to the coldness of the afterlife. The sensation of such warmth is comforting. Oh, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm just touching it a little. You're the most interesting subject I've ever studied. Oh, and your cock is so sensitive. It's getting harder as I touch it. Oh, is it? Are you feeling good? Your soft bones tell me that you are. Oh, then it'd be fine if I went a bit faster, right? Oh, stroking our cock is one. Oh, I feel so alive, so lustful. I can feel the pleasure. It's so alien to me. Something is rising, bubbling within me. What is this pressure? Oh, it's building up. You're gonna what? Wait, your clothes will get all sticky. Oh, God. Oh, we're gonna come. We're coming. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I'll just slowly remove myself from you. You might feel a little dizzy, so don't strain yourself. There. Thank you. This is valuable knowledge for a ghost girl like myself to have. Let me see if I can get you cleaned up. This spell must work. There. As if nothing happened. So, do you have a schedule yet? Oh, you do? Great. I can look at it while you catch your breath, then. Okay. The usual classes. A lot of reproduction-focused lessons, but that's nothing out of the ordinary. Hold on. Is this an error? Well, your last name is the same as the founder. It can't be unless... Well, human lifespan is typically give or take a few generations, but... Oh, gods. I just possessed someone blood-related to the founder, didn't I? Oh, my head is spinning. No, I'm fine. I need a moment to process all of this. Oh, boy. Do you see this bracelet on my wrist? It's gray, which indicates I'm a staff member. Students also wear a bracelet. Different colors represent different sororities. I keep something special locked in a box. I was beginning to think I'd never open it, but let's just clear the dust off and... There. This is your bracelet. Notice how it's transparent? For each sorority supporting you, their color gets added to yours. You can have a single full color, or you can have them all mixed together like a rainbow. You'll need to collect that rainbow. This is what the founder called the trials. Collect all the colors and you'll pass. Your reward is inheriting the academy. Then you can start a life here. Have your own children. Keep the founder's legacy alive. I'm sorry, I know it's a lot to take in, but this is your destiny. I can help you, though. Yeah, of course I can. I dreamed of this moment. I could tutor you after classes if you'd like. Okay, then it's a date. I mean, we're not dating. It's a famous saying used by humans, and you should probably get going. You're gonna be late for your first class. See this 1 hour block on your schedule? That class is in room 201, and it starts in 10 minutes. It's just right down the hall, but you should probably hurry. Bye! Welcome to Gone Wild Academy, human. Feel free to visit me anytime. I'm always here.